Hey guys, today we're gonna be talking about road trips, especially if you are a minimalist, if you're a little bit frugal, and if you don't have time to do 8 billion Pinterest activities before you get started, if you just wanna get going. We're gonna talk about the planning, some entertainment on the way, how to avoid just turning on screens the entire time, making it fun for the whole family, and saving money along the way.
Saving lives, saving money.
Mm-hmm.
Road trip!
Mainly money.
Road trip!
Welcome to Shaylee and Katie's Lemonade Stand.
We're trying to figure out how to do this thing, the mom thing, the entrepreneur thing, while trying to turn all the lemons into lemonade.
And figuring out how to grow our own little lemonade stands we've started.
But metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, they get it.
I'm Shaylee Murphy, an interior designer and mom of one.
And I'm Katie Day, a photographer and mom of four. So, I win.
Do you?
Do I? Okay, Shaylee, I kind of have had a little bit of a breakthrough.
Okay.
It's kind of a big deal.
I'm excited.
I have always said, I don't like cooking, or I'm not good at cooking. I'm not really chef. I don't know what I'm doing. What are knives?
What are knives?
But really, if I think about it, it's not that I don't like it. I just don't like, I don't like things when I don't feel like I know what I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I want to be the best at something if I'm going to be doing it.
Yes. And so when I'm following directions and I know I'm doing something correctly, then I'm kind of feeling it.
Yeah.
I feel like when I signed up for Prep Dish, I didn't realize that it was going to like equip me into becoming this like chefy version of myself.
Right. You're like, give me a list and all of a sudden I'm going to be Master Chef.
But I feel like Master Chef.
Right. It feels good.
Sometimes when I'm doing that, I kind of pretend that I'm Master Chef.
Yeah. I get real fancy with those knives. I should not be getting fancy with the knives.
No, I'm overly confident. It's dangerous.
Right. Like, I'll probably have 4 fingers next time I see you. Like, total. Like, on both hands.
Just the thumb and index.
Prep Dish is a meal planning service. Every week you get an email with a grocery list, prep ahead instructions, so all your meals are ready for the week. No guesswork needed. Visit prepdish.com/SK, where the founder, Allison, is offering you a free 2-week trial. Try it out for free. This is a no-brainer.
Prepdish.com/SK.
Prep Dish, I feel like a chef.
So Katie's going to share all of her fun road trip tips, but first we have to thank our amazing fake sponsor. This episode is brought to you by
Gas Station Bathrooms. Gas Station Bathrooms. I promise I bought something. I'm going to buy something. I'm going to buy. Look over there.
That's where the feet running as the car was. It was really fast. It all happened so fast. Thanks, Gas Station Bathrooms. Okay, so what do you got?
Okay, what do you know about me?
I know that you are smart with your money.
Oh, what a nice way to say that.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very frugal.
Yes. I know you like to plan.
I do like to plan.
And I know your kids are all very well-behaved in a coordinated sort of way.
Wow.
Right.
First of all,
right.
They're trained
thank
up.
You.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gorgeous.
No.
Keep going?
No. Go on. You know I love me a road trip.
Yeah. No flights involved.
Here's the deal. If I had a choice between a flight or a road trip, it's not just a money-saving thing. I think I'd still choose a road trip.
Really?
Here's the deal. If you have a kid throwing a tantrum and you're in a captive plane with strangers.
Everyone darts you eyeballs.
Versus if you have a kid throwing a tantrum in the comfort of your own car with your husband that loves your kid unconditionally.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
You just it still takes keep longer. Singing The Greatest Showman through it and don't even...
Oh, we'll get to The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
Believe me, it's going to be one of the tips. I don't know. I love road trips. I love that it's delayed gratification. I love that you can stop when you need to. And sometimes when you stop, you stumble upon something you would have never seen if you'd just flown right over it. I feel like it's cool to see the topography change as you're headed south. Whoa, the trees are different here and the weather's different. And oh, it's yesterday now or whatever. All the little things that come along with
driving,
time changes.
Like, overseas.
Yeah. Well, you know, like if
it's
midnight.
We're in China. We skipped a day.
You don't road trip to China?
I know what you mean.
You're lost.
Okay.
The point is, I feel like there's very few things now that take a while to be the reward. You know what I mean?
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yes.
I'm like, you can't go anywhere far fast. Oh, that's right.
Correct.
Because I'm immediate gratification.
Right. So it's this, like, you earn your vacation, and then the trip itself, it's like captive family time. Like, you're limited resources. You have to get creative. You have to rely on your siblings to make up some dumb game in the back seat that makes you giggle because you're delirious. There's a bonding thing that happens.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
And it is about the journey. And then I even think back to like some of the things we did on road trips, even in the time when you're like, it's taking forever. Those end up being these stories my siblings and I laugh about, hilarious, you know, aww, before we ever even got to the ocean. It's like something that happened at a roadside stand in Tennessee that is, you know, hilarious. That makes us keep laughing. Or the tournament we made up with our thumb wrestling and all the stuff. So I love me a road trip. It is also very cost effective. And the only thing that I would say that I'm going to put a little twist on is that, like, you can Google Pinterest ideas for road trips, like keeping your kids entertained on road trips, and get very, very overwhelmed.
Right.
You can like spend months.
You're going to take these cupcakes and you're going to craft a Martha Stewart little birdies eating out of a nest for every hour.
Yes. These very elaborate busy bags and crafts like that. And I'm not hating on those. I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's 100% necessary.
Yeah. You'll be busy making the bags to keep your kids busy.
Right. And of course, I'm going to talk about some stuff you can pack and bring, but I would even call this like a frugal minimalist guide to going on a road trip with, you know, for me, four kids, or going with
I'm excited. Okay. Opal just now got into the point where we have to book her an actual flight, like she's an adult.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I'm going to stay tuned for this.
Yeah.
Partially because I'm sitting here and partially because I'm excited to hear it.
Well, yeah, I hope you do listen. So let's talk about a road trip versus a day trip. We're also experts at the day trip. I would call a day trip anything under 2 hours.
Okay.
So if you leave first thing in the morning, it takes 2 hours to get there. You can spend all day there, wait till the kids pass out at bedtime and drive 2 hours back. That's a day trip. Those are great because you don't have to pack anything overnight. You have to figure out where you're sleeping.
Do your kids nap on day trips?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Do they nap just in the car, or like they take like an actual nap during the day?
Nap in the car or whatever, figure it out. Nap in the stroller.
Okay.
I'm not saying we'd necessarily do it all day. It depends on how far. I feel like you have to, it depends on how long it takes to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you have to spend a certain amount there. So if it takes 3 hours to drive to Kansas City.
You have
City,
to spend more than one way there.
Right. Otherwise,
if it takes 2 hours, you have to spend three. Right. Got it.
There you go. Formula. We'll link the formula.
It's mathematical. It's math. Don't worry about
it. I'm going to make an app about it. Okay, so a road trip, however, I feel like that's kind of a bigger deal. You're probably going to stay in your destination for a few days, and it might even take you a couple days to get there. Like, maybe you're going to spend the night halfway there.
Is it the same deal? Like, you have to stay at the final destination for, like, one night longer than the amount of time it took you to get there?
It should be the deal, although one time we did a road trip to South Carolina. My dad, this is sad, but it's okay because he's healthy now. He found out he was positive for cancer, and we literally just got in the car and drove to him.
Like, no thinking. Like, in the middle of the night or something.
Like, well, it started at, like, 7 p.m., and then we just drove straight there. And then we didn't tell them until we were, like, halfway there, like, we're on our way. Because then they couldn't tell us, turn around, you're crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I don't know if we would have or not, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't want to give them that choice. And then we stayed... Literally, like, the amount of hours it took to drive there.
Oh, my goodness. There.
And we had three kids and I was pregnant.
Okay, but that's not, like, ideal.
No, not ideal.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about planning. Number one.
Plan me.
I am all about the destination being a very cool goal, but it's super fun for everyone if you come up with a sub-destination about halfway through. And that can be the dumbest thing you can find halfway through.
The largest ball of yarn in America.
Absolutely. Or just get on Roadside America and they have, like, they've calculated all the little random roadside, biggest ball of yarn, whatever. The biggest everything's, but then also just random side attractions. So, like, we decided to go visit my brother who lived in Phoenix from Missouri. That is a two-day trip.
It's a long trip.
Okay. About halfway, we found on Roadside America a thing called Cadillac Ranch.
Okay.
And it is a bunch of Cadillacs buried in the ground, kind of arranged. It's not Carhenge, but it's similar. It kind of looks like Stonehenge, but it is halfway in. You bring your own spray paint, and then you paint on it, and then basically every 24 hours, everything's 100% different because everybody stops. And it's like so many layers of spray paint. That it's, like, ridiculous and cool. And then I think maybe once a year they come and they, like, paint it white again. But it's, like, it's super cool. And there's so many people doing it. We built it up, like, the whole way there. Like, we packed our spray paint. Like, kids, we're going to stop. We're going to do this thing.
And graffiti only legal.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Even though that took, literally, I think it took 10 minutes. Like, it didn't take long at all. Like, we'd been talking about that and not just the when we get to Phoenix, we get to go in the pool.
That's good.
When we get to this Cadillac Ranch thing, we get to get, what are you going to ride on? I don't know. And then it's like, yay, check. Okay, next stop, pool.
That's similar to how you do, like, get through the normal day with a toddler, I feel like, too. Where it's like, when we get in the car on the way to Target, you're going to get this granola bar.
Ooh.
And the kid's like, granola bar, granola, when we get in the car.
Right, exactly.
And then it's like a halfway reward. So that's good. That's a cool way of thinking of it.
And, I mean, like, random things you would never think to look up. Like, you can pay $5 and see the world's largest prairie dog. We did. He seemed very large. I don't have a frame of reference, but he seemed, you know, larger than most prairie dogs, I would assume.
Right.
Best $5
ever spent. He's eaten all that cash.
So, yes, get in there. Did you know that Springfield, Missouri happens to have the world's largest fork?
Fork?
Fork.
World's
largest fork.
I know we have a huge fork.
And
I don't know where
did
it
you
landed.
Know that its home was outside the ad agency that I worked for, and so... Often you could look out the window and see what I'm describing right now, which is a family on a road trip pulling over and taking
a
selfie
picture
in front
by
of
the fork. Yep. Now the fork went multiple places. It's still in Springfield?
Yes.
Yeah, where's the fork now?
In Chesterfield Village by the
They bought the fork. It was at a restaurant once, right?
I think so. So there you go. Find something real silly and take some selfies with it and it will be delightful. We've also found really cool diners randomly, like where you're like, oh, Mel's Diner has the best, lemon meringue in town. I'll pull over for that. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where you're like, did you know we literally had the world's best lemon meringue when we were on trip?
Yelp helps. Who votes? Who decides it's the world's best?
I have a theory.
Yeah?
Is Mel.
Mel.
Mel decides.
I'm Mel and we have the best pie
exactly.
in the world.
No one's going to fact check it. Come on. Did you know we have the world's best podcast?
Was that Dumb and Dumber when he said, we have the world's... Yeah, guys. Hashtag world's best podcast. That was the thing on Dumb and Dumber when he's like, the world's best, greatest cup of coffee.
No, that's Elf, yeah.
Or Elf.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, what?
Congratulations.
You did it.
Okay, so let's pretend that you have like a 16-hour road trip and you want to split it up between 8 and 8. But wait, a road trip's supposed to be cheaper.
And now I have to stay overnight.
And now I have to stay overnight. Okay, well, usually, if you're going to splurge for a hotel, we will go ahead and be like, what's the cheapest way we can find an indoor pool or something?
Right.
Because then that becomes like...
Wear them out. They've
been
trapped.
Half of my kids, like, we went in, like, our destination was a cabin in the Smoky Mountains.
Uh-huh.
We found a cheap hotel halfway there in Nashville. And, like... Half of the kids, the verdict was, what was your favorite part of the hotel? Your favorite part of the whole trip? That hotel on the way there with that cool pool. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like, you might as well just either, if you're gonna pay for a hotel, like, if it's a matter of $10 to $15 and you get a pool, I mean, that is, like,
right.
That could be the whole exciting thing that they remember. Because pools, man, they're
pools
awesome.
Are cool.
Or you can go cheaper with Airbnb, as cheap as possible. Or... If you're really frugal,
mm-hmm.
we have done this before. We have, now we're a family of six.
We all do speed and we drive through the whole night.
Woohoo! 5-hour energy. You know what happens if you take five-hour energies?
Does your heart explode?
You die. It's 25 hours of energy in one day.
Oh my gosh.
You die. Just kidding. You don't.
I get it. I get it.
So we have done this before. We have a family tent that fits 2 queen air mattresses with room for a pack and play in the middle.
What?
Yeah. It was only like $100. We've used it so many times.
Okay.
And then if you're really classy and depending on how much room you have in your car, it's just a free camping tip.
Okay.
This is shout out to my brother-in-law, Josh, who came up with this. You can ghetto rig a wall AC unit and actually air condition your tent. You just put it a little bit off the ground and you zip around it. And we were like, high rolling, like it was a camper. It was amazing. Anyway,
is the tent
really
hard
frugal.
To set up?
Not at all.
Were you set up in a campground?
I've
set up a tent exactly one time in the last
really?
10 years of marriage.
Here's the deal. Tents
it's not ideal.
They've learned things over the years.
Okay.
It's like, it's usually like, I don't even have to slide bars through anymore. It's just like pop, and it's like,
have
no, it's like
they
really
learned
easy.
How to hammer into the gravel on their own? Because that was the part that got us.
No, but that's easy. Come on, Shaylee.
I was like, are we on concrete?
Hey, just kept you hammering. Decide how frugal you are, but campgrounds are real. Okay, you can call and reserve them. You can reserve a spot at a campground with electric, just like you can do anything else.
Oh, yeah. We had a camper for a while. We would take it.
Yeah.
We would take it to campground and just roll it on up.
So don't let that stop you from going somewhere because you're like, I don't even have the budget for the hotel on the
way. You can even camp when you get there, and then it's like $35 a night for a campground with electric and water.
We're doing that in Colorado this summer. August. We're going to...
Did I jump Estes the gun?
Park. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Just random fact. So, yeah. Don't let that stop you. Here's another frugal tip. Picnics.
Yeah.
So, that's another way to come up with, like, a stopping thing. If you pick a landmark or a national park, something that you probably wouldn't have stopped at otherwise, time it with lunch.
Okay.
You pack your lunch. You find this, like, there was this random gorgeous lake that we were like, I wonder if they have a picnic table, because usually if it's a lake or a national park or a park of any sort, there's going to be, like, a little picnicking icon.
Area.
You find that, and then suddenly it's like, oh, we turned to this stop for lunch instead of just going through the McDonald's drive-thru and dropping a bunch of fries down the seat. We stopped it into, like, a 30-minute stop where then we found, you know, stones and skipped them on the shoreline. And, like, that was part of the memory. You know what I mean?
Or you can even just throw a big quilt in the car.
Totally. Like,
who needs a picnic table?
Who needs a picnic table? Right.
So did you actually pack your lunches, or did you just go through the drive-thru and then eat them?
You can do that, which I do feel like the way there is, like, Katie's idyllic road trip. And then the way back is when
survival.
It's more like ghetto. Like, let's just drive through, forget it. But part of my planning is I pack our lunches for the way there, and I make sure we have all the picnic stuff.
Wow.
Couple random picnic tips.
Yeah.
If you go, like, think like space conservative. If you like go Pringles instead of like
a bag of chips,
right, then these things are like easy to stack and pack and whatever,
and they don't get crunched
nice. All these things. But here's what I like to do.
Okay.
I'm frugal. If I'm gonna spend money, I want to, like, this is my whole frugal theory. You ready for this on vacation? It's called doubling down
with Katie Day.
So here's some math.
It's your side podcast.
Here's some math.
Yeah.
Let's pretend you're not gonna picnic at all.
Okay.
And you just want to drive through because it's convenient. Totally an option. With a family of six, I mean, the baby doesn't really count. But you can go through a drive through at breakfast and get a bunch of, like, coffees and whatevers. You know, McWhatevers.
McSammies.
Yeah. And whatever the kids want. Picnics. Pancakes and stuff. You can get that stuff at McDonald's. And usually, it's about $25.
Okay.
Let's say you do it again for lunch, and it's about $25.
Okay.
Already we're up to $50, right?
Yeah.
And then let's say for dinner, you're like, oh, man, I don't want to spend that much, so let's just go to someplace kind of fast-ish. Yeah. Like, maybe we want to go sit, but whatever.
Chipotle.
We can spend, like, you know, up to possibly $50 on this dinner, like, since it's dinner.
Yeah.
Because they're a big meal. All that adds up to $100 in a day, right? Or you could double down on dinner, do a picnic for breakfast and lunch.
Picnic meaning you, like, go to a grocery store,
like, beforehand,
and make sandwiches or whatever. Okay.
And, like, your total picnic bill is, like, $5 or something, you know what I mean? You double down, and suddenly you have $100 to spend on a nice dinner. And the kids can get the kids' meal, and the, or, like, the whatever. Like,
you and Jared can spend, like, $30 a piece, and all the kids get something for, like, $8.
Exactly.
I don't know the math. Yeah.
So I call that doubling down, because it's like I said in our international travel episode, we could have possibly eaten out very minimally for every meal in Paris, but we would double down, do a picnic for breakfast and lunch, and then actually
splurge,
eat a nice, splurge for dinner, so you can actually experience, like, real good Paris food and not just, like, we went to the Paris McDonald's.
Four times a day.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So I'm all about picnics, because not only are picnics delightful and cheap, and you can experience a landmark instead of a drive-through, it also saves your budget for doubling down for dinner.
And if you want to stay and just go in somewhere for it to be, like, air-conditioned and feel nice and, like, take a mental break, then go get coffee. Black coffee.
Ooh, like that.
Maybe not as much with four kids. That may have been as Shaylee and Jonathan are single.
I like that, though.
Okay.
It's nice. Okay, and then here's just some practical tips. We try to leave as early as we feel we can. So, for example, instead of leaving at night, like bedtime for the kids, like thinking, we'll just drive all night. Usually that kind of sets you up to be exhausted and miserable the rest of the entire time. Versus if you can leave at like 4 a.m., which is like, that's unusually early for you, or even 3 a.m. if you're feeling frisky. The kids can tend to like sleep for those first 4 hours mm-hmm. and you buy a lot of like silent time, but the sun's coming up. It's not like, oh, I'm reaching my most tired as it's getting darker. And like,
right.
So I feel like it's a good safety decision for the sun to be rising.
And sleep.
Right. Exactly.
That's smart. That's smart.
So you can maybe buy like 4 hours of good kid sleeping time. And that's kind of easier for everyone, especially if you have a baby who doesn't normally wake up till like 8 a.m. If you can start them off at 4 a.m., you can kind of buy some time there. But I do think it's a good tip to not just say, let's set out at 8 p.m. and drive all night, because you might be miserable forever. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk about something I call the stop trifecta.
The stop trifecta.
Here are three reasons you might have to stop before you are ready to stop as a human. You might be like, I'm good for the next 4 hours, but one of these three things could tell you otherwise. Number one, mm-hmm. you run out of gas.
Yeah, that will stop you right
in
your
tracks. That's reality. You have to get gas. Number two, someone's starving and they have to eat or whatever. You're all really hungry. Mm-hmm. Or number three, one of your 8 billion children has to go potty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta go pee pee.
Right. So those are the three unscheduled stops. Now here's what we like to do.
What do you like to do, Katie?
We like to do all three when any one arrive.
Right.
So if you need gas and it's like, you know, we normally would eat at noon, but it's 11 and we need gas, do the stop trifecta. You get gas, you fill up all the way, you go ahead and have lunch then, okay. Everyone goes potty, and then you get back in the car. You can kind of try to synchronize all your stops. Then you're not saying, well, okay, we'll get gas and potty now, and then in an hour we'll stop and have to do everything again. You don't get very far when you are just
stopping anytime
one of those arrives. And then I like to tack on, no matter when we stop, make sure the kids are moving in some way, shape, or form, whether it's like...
We're all going to do 15 jumping jacks.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That silliness, or we're doing lunges, or look, this little rest stop has a trail that kind of trails off, because most rest stops have random land attached to it. Let's go check that out. It's just something to kind of get everybody's bodies moving, stretch it out.
Good.
Gas stations, bathrooms are fine, but if you're thinking about it, usually... Picture having to wait outside of a single stall gas station
for like 6 people to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a bummer, especially if like you get there the same time as 3 other road tripping families, and then you're like, bummer. This like very quick task has turned into like just 45 minutes of waiting.
Yeah.
And usually you're like, you've got a potty training child with you, who's like, I can't wait, and you're like, this is terrible.
And then everyone hears you and acts like they're ignoring her. Yeah. You're like, do you hear this child? Her bladder,
her poor bladder. Or me last year on our road trip, pregnant. I'm like, oh, bully. So rest stops in general are these. I don't know. Like some people like have never stopped at a rest stop. I was like my dad was like the mayor of rest stops. Like he knew where all of them were.
But what are they for?
All the time. Right. The thing about a rest stop is, and yes, it's, I think it's got a little bit to do with like tourism stuff, because you can go in and you can like talk to a concierge and mm-hmm. get like a map and like get the whatever, but they have huge multi-stall bathrooms. You will never ever have to wait to go to the bathroom.
Are they kind of designed for like those big tour buses of like
yes.
older people?
Yeah. Or just, you know, I think just like as a courtesy. And it'll tell you on the side of the road too, like next rest stop, not for 17 miles, like just so you know. So like if you need to go to the bathroom now, sometimes there's not gas stations for a really long time.
Yeah.
So it depends on if you are trying to get gas and food, or if you just have a picnic and you need to go to the bathroom. A rest stop's awesome because they have picnic tables everywhere. They have land, so you can
okay.
kind of explore.
Rest stops.
And then everyone can go to the bathroom as quickly as possible.
Can
and usually they have vending machines and stuff. But
can you find those on GPS?
You can. They're all marked. Marked on your
Katie.
Maps.
Katie.
All
okay.
the stuff.
Cool.
And then if you can't find a rest stop and or if you're trying to get gas, the bigger the gas station, like if it's a matter of I can go a couple more miles to find a bigger gas station than this like tiny hole in the wall, just try to think what might have more than one stall. There's some,
right.
like, types of gas stations. Like, Quick Trips are awesome gas stations, and you know that they're going to have more than one stall or whatever. You know, like, you could find your favorite brand of gas station.
They get small. Jonathan is a big Quick Trip fan.
Yes.
And then they get smaller, and then they go down to one stall. And then if you get so small, then it's like there's one bathroom. You have to come inside and get a key, and the bathroom's back around
the
back.
That's the worst. You just get right back on the highway.
Shares it.
And everyone.
Including Marty, who's still in there.
Marty!
Ugh, that's good.
That guy's everywhere.
Now I just feel like I'm sitting in a gas station bathroom.
So then another thing is, if you have potty training kids or not, if you can bring a portable potty training potty just in case of emergency, if you somehow get stuck in traffic or whatever. There was one time where we could not find a gas station like on the exit sign forever, and my son had to go so bad that we were like, can we just pull over, bud, and you can pee on the side of the road? And he literally couldn't do it because he was so nervous about like cars or someone's gonna see him or whatever. If we'd had a potty training potty with us, just like stashed underneath, like we have like stow and goes in our minivans because minivans are rule.
Okay, that was a good minivan shout out. Thanks for me.
Sorry if y'all hate convenience, if you're too cool for like the most convenient life possible. Sorry. But we have things called stow and goes where the floor, like your
seat could, your self-worth
could store
under the seat.
Oh no. See, my self-worth is like rooted in something so much deeper than what I drive.
I set you up for that.
But no, that's a good point to bring up. It's like, where is your self-worth? Is it? Yeah. Okay. Why don't you put Shaylee under the microscope tonight?
You win. And
reflect
this one.
On that one. Okay, so our seats can stow away completely, but if they're not stowed, that equals like all the square footage underneath our floorboard. Yeah, you know, like a miracle.
Yeah, it's like
brought to you by minivans.
Your couch births a seat.
Exactly.
Out of
so
itself.
Then underneath, that's a good place to just stow a potty, and maybe you won't need it. But if you do need it, it's amazing, because literally you could pull over and your kid could unbuckle. You don't have to go in anywhere. And
okay, I was gonna call that out for any safety people.
No,
listening.
You don't just like do it while you're
you
driving.
You don't let them get out of their car seat while you're driving.
I mean, you live your life, but I wouldn't.
Okay,
whatever.
I would not recommend that either.
Okay, cool. You know? I'm not gonna like judge you. I don't know you, listener.
I'm gonna judge you if you let your kid out of a car seat while it's moving.
Anyway, or you know, maybe mommy needs to go back.
Maybe mommy needs to slip that little potty underneath the. Every time I need to get back to hand Opal something while we're driving down the highway, I always remind Jonathan of like all the horror stories you've ever heard of, like, and then the mom unbuckled her safety belt for 3 minutes.
And that was all it took.
And then the husband crashed. And so I'm always like, you're gonna kill me if you crash right now. Anyway.
Okay, so here's one little nursing tip.
Oh, yeah?
If you're nursing a baby and you're on a road trip, I would, first of all, add that up to the stop trifecta.
Okay, oh, yeah.
It becomes the stop four trifecta. I don't know. And if there's a way to try to time all of the gas and pottying with your nursing cycle, I would do that. But another thing I would say is, like, sometimes I'm like, I'm nursing. I'm going to be with the baby the whole vacation. I don't even think I need to bring the pump or any of my stored milk. I would advise do bring it.
Yeah.
And if you're a formula person, then yeah, bring those. If that's your spare, then bring that as well. But there have been times where just even the way the stop worked out, like, it was easier for Jared to give the baby a bottle while I ran in with the bigger kids or whatever it was. It was nice to not be like, well, we know it has to be Katie sitting here captive and nursing for the next, you know, 20 minutes. And then while you're driving, you can pump, you know what I mean? And
yes.
Then you have your spare bottle or whatever. Yeah. Or there have been times where I could start the bottle with her knowing we're going to pull over soon so that I can like take her out and burp her or whatever. But she's screaming her head off and we're 5 miles from the thing. You can start her on the bottle, whatever.
I think that's really, really, really good point. And
yes.
Some babies, they nurse for like 40 minutes or something.
Right. So very nice to go ahead and bring the pump, assume that you're going to use it. And if you don't, that's fine too, but it's nice to have. Okay. Fun drinks. Let's talk about fun drinks.
Okay, what does that mean?
Fun drinks.
How to make the road trip a little bit better for everyone.
Right. I feel like road trips, especially if you're like a mom like me, who my kids don't really get fun snacks a lot of the time, it's very easy to be like, let's all pick a fun snack and then that's what our road trip's gonna be, and pick whatever drink you want. Capri Suns, here's the time to do it. Apple juice, go for it, whatever. Fun drinks equal fun stops. Aren't fun. It means more stops.
More stops. More drinks, more stops.
More drinks, more stops. So if there's a way to still make it fun in the form of like snacks, Versus just like whatever fun drink you want, go for it. Because the chances are, if they're used to drinking water and they're just like, now they get unlimited juices, you're gonna be stopping all the time. And not to mention, it's like, it becomes like fights almost. Like, oh, I got the multi-flavor Capri Sun package, and now it's like, I don't want the pink one. What did she have? What's the thing? And you're like,
yeah,
it becomes more trash. It becomes all the things. If you want to deal with it, it's fine. But if you don't even introduce it, they don't know that, like, other kids get fun drinks on road trips.
That's really smart.
So what we do is we bring each kid's water bottle, and we make sure we always have a gallon jug of water in the thing.
Nice.
But what's funny is, like, if you have a gallon of – if you have a water bottle with you and, like, you're just used to it, you'll drink it when you're thirsty.
And there's no rush. You're like, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
It's not getting bad.
Right. And if I have a snack, maybe I'll take a drink. But if you don't have the fun, colorful –
you're not chugging it.
You're not chugging it. Right.
Chugging
it's
it.
Like, I'll drink it when I want. And then maybe if you stop for a picnic or if you stop for dinner, maybe that's an opportunity to have like a fun drink. But like typically, they don't really notice or care.
No. I've noticed that when Opal didn't have juice, she never cared about juice.
Right.
And then if she gets juice or
yes.
a grandma gives her juice,
uh-huh.
then she cares a lot about juice.
There was even one time where I was like, I'm going to buy just like a little, like an actual, like a juice that like a juice in a half gallon that you'd buy for your fridge.
Yeah.
And when it's gone, it's gone. I'll just tell them when the juice is gone, it's gone. Almost everyone got sick to their stomach because they're not used to drinking
so much juice.
Like they're so excited about the juice and then you're trying to dilute it or whatever. But
yeah.
like, I'm like, okay, the juice was not worth it. It
right,
turns out.
Right.
So if you want to stop a bunch, let them pick out whatever fun drink they want.
If your whole road trip is just driving in a big circle.
Right.
Get the juice.
But amazingly, you'd be surprised how little you stop if all you have in your car is water.
Yeah, I like
even
that.
Even for adults.
And then when you're done with the water bottle, you can use it as a little pee cup.
Perfect.
And so then you can, my brother may or may not have done when we were little.
Oh, I'm sure.
He had a whole, like, a fourth of a jug. One of those little milk jugs.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
You can do a complicated filtration experiment where you filter out the urine and it becomes water again.
Okay, cool.
Like Waterworld.
Yeah, yeah, that's safe.
Okay, so I like to get work. These little snack cup things.
Ooh.
This is a product alert. We'll link it in the show notes.
Okay.
Or will we? And they are this cool plastic cup, and the lid comes off, and the lid is this, like, rubbery plastic where you can reach your hand in to get the snack. But when you pull it up, all the snacks stay in the cup. So
uh-huh.
it's kind of like a mess saver. So if each kid has one of those and has a water bottle, first of all, think of how little trash you have because you're not like opening a 100-calorie pack each time and then it's like an individual animal cracker. Now I have this trash times four kids.
Yeah.
There's trash everywhere. But we'll pick a snack. So let's say I have the mother load. I have the stockpile of popcorn. Or some cool cereal. We've done like Cookie Crisp before. Like that
Ooh.
Feels like a super cool thing because we never
Crisp.
Have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And I'll, like, let's say with the stop, I'm going to fill out each kid's snack cup and each kid's water bottle and they'll have that. And then the next time it'll be, you know, something different and that'll feel fun and exciting or whatever. Fruit
okay.
snacks are fun. Suckers are fun because they last forever.
Yeah.
If your kid's old enough to have a sucker, it's like if you want some silence. Give that kid a sucker.
Have a sucker in its
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Another fun thing, if they keep asking for it, like asking for the next snack. This is also like, Katie.
Yeah?
Katie, if you want the next snack, here's a tip.
yeah, tell me.
I'll say like, when the hand, we have like one of those analog clocks inside our car. I don't know why. It's like supposed to be cool or something.
Cool.
So I'll tell them like, when the hand gets to the 12, we'll have the next snack.
I'm really trying to figure out what you're going with. Like with the hand, like do you have a grandfather clock?
We have a grandfather clock.
Your minivan?
Built into our
okay.
minivan. Minivans are cool, guys. They have grandfather clocks. There's a billiard set in there. It's a parlor.
Oh my goodness.
That's how big they are. Or whatever, if you can say, right now it's 6:32, we're going to have the next stack at 7:00, so you can't ask again until 7:00, and then we'll have the next one, and that kind of makes the time go by.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, all that to say, there's a lot of fun stuff you can do in a road trip to keep your kids entertained, but here's my number one tip.
Yes.
Save the screens as long as possible. Screens
okay.
are easy.
Yes.
Screens will make your kid a zombie.
Uh-huh.
Our van doesn't have the built-in drop-down screens, which I'm sure would make it way easier to just, like, start off with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm noticing, like, let's say you know you have to drive 8 hours. if you can somehow get them all, first of all, they're going to be psyched out of their minds for the first two. Because it's like, road trip! Woo!
Snacks!
Yes. And say, let's say you can get through the first 4 hours with not a single screen, which I know that you can. And I'm going to give you tips here in a second.
Okay.
Whew. If you know, like, now they're kind of cranky and they're kind of over it and the day's been long and they're breaking down. If you can wait till then to say, well, then let's watch two movies and we'll be there. It's like
saving your cards. Like, you're not showing them all your cards at the beginning. You're saving the ace up your pocket.
Right.
Sleeve,
and so it's like, it's almost like now you can be idle time because you've used your brain in all these creative ways to the end. So let's pretend that you've committed. You got 8 hours in the car and you're going to save your screens for at least midpoint. So let's say we've already done the spray painting of the whatever.
Spray painted the caddies.
You've done all that. All the hype is done. You've had your lunch. All the hype, you know, for that is done. And now it's screen time. Okay, so what do you do beforehand, before the screens? We play games.
Okay.
So here is a Day Family original. This just kind of developed.
Okay.
Became its own thing.
I can only imagine going on like a car road trip with you.
Guys, it's fun.
Okay.
So
she's smiling so big.
Here's a Day Family original, and I call it, I tried to name it, Jared's on the fence about this name. I call it Jukebox Roulette. Okay.
Okay.
You go in a circle. Each family member participates, and I'm talking even 3-year-old Nora participates, and she knows how this works, and everybody loves it.
Okay.
So I have my auxiliary cord hooked into my iPhone, which I have a data plan, so this is all privilege. But via YouTube, YouTube has every song ever, ever. I don't know who puts them on. Hey, YouTube guys, if your free time is like, you know, I think I'll just upload this song from 1972. Randomly from this.
Yeah.
Whatever. Thank you. Because they're
Thanks,
all
YouTube.
On there. Just literally. The whole world.
It's because Amazon owns YouTube now, right?
Thanks, Amazon.
And I think that they're going to take over the world.
Yeah, maybe. We should invest right now.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Boop, boop. We're millionaires.
We're back.
Okay.
So you can go in a circle. So we'll start with like Jared. Jared, pick any song ever. And usually he kind of tries to pick something to torture everybody. It's hilarious. He'll find like some terrible old Western because it's like 3 minutes long and the kids have to just deal with
Listen
it.
Listen to it.
But also usually you kind of see them bobbing their head by the end. They're like, oh, that one again?
I don't hate it.
Then it's Callie's turn. So she'll be like, I want, you know, whatever. Right now she will literally just go through the Greatest Showman soundtrack one by one, like just in order. Like anytime it's her turn, she's like, Greatest Showman this. And Jared's like, oh boy. Emerson will pick something else. Sometimes he'll like randomly do like a song he knows
That's
from preschool. Dinosaur. Nora right now 100% it's either Let It Go Elsa or a Moana song. It's
oh
so funny. Or maybe trolls, but she'll be thinking about it, and like when it's her turn she'll be like, get back up again from Trolls, like she's like got it. It's like hilarious. Sadie doesn't count yet, someday she'll be in on it. Then it'll be my turn. But I think what's fun about it is, first of all, songs in general are about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And so with 5 people, that's 15 minutes each round.
So if everyone picks one song and you play the game 3 times.
It's another hour or whatever. And there's something engaging about the fact that even when it's not your turn, you're thinking about your turn.
And you're all listening to
yes,
each other. You're joining
you're
in
sharing.
The other person's instead of all putting headphones in and listening to your own music.
Uh-huh. Yep. I love it. And then also like... there's some suspense, like, oh, it's mom's turn. And Callie will try to, like, guess, like, what's she gonna pick? I don't know. It's silly, but it's super fun and hilarious.
Then, like, every time you play a song, there's a chance someone's gonna die.
And then you kill someone. That's the part Jared didn't like
about roulette. Jukebox roulette.
But here's the deal. Roulette is not the part that makes that murdery. Roulette is its own word.
Is it the Russians?
The Russian roulette is what makes that.
Oh, murdery.
Roulette means you're, like,
Sorry,
spinning
Russia.
A thing.
Sorry, Russia.
Much like the, casino game roulette.
Okay. Oh, that makes it better. It's like gambling.
Yeah.
With your kids.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Which brings us to bingo.
What you do is you take a quarter from each of your kids.
Oh, goodness. Car trip bingo, this is kind of one of those things where if you're a Pinterest mom, you can make your own, but they happen to sell them in the Target bin.
Yeah.
So I bought up a bunch of them, and they're pretty cute. Like, they're pretty simple, and they have a picture. You don't have to read to play, so Nora can play, but it's like you're trying to get 5 in a row based on what you see, and the things you see are, you know, common road trip things, or just like, whatever, a red car, and then you get to slide your thing over. Okay, so bingo's fine, but if you aren't going to craft your own bingo, then move on from that. So we got some random, like, Melissa and Doug, like, those lacing strings.
Okay.
You'd be surprised how, like, zombie suck, like, their brains just go into lacing this like,
see, Opal's thing. Never been at the lacing, like, level yet.
You know
I
why?
I just hand her a sheet of stickers, and she, like, puts them all over her face.
Perfect. I love that. but you know what's funny is things they don't normally play with, you play with in your road trip, because you're in a captive audience, so it's like...
the sheet of stickers looks really interesting right now, even though it's been sitting in the house for
exactly.
3 months.
Exactly.
And she's like, I'm sticker man!
Yes! those workbooks where you're like, you know, you try to match sticker 5 to the space in sticker 5, all of a sudden you're on a road trip, and that takes, like, 2 hours, and you're like, this is amazing.
And then you're like, Mommy, hold on, Mommy's gonna help you get that sticker in the right spot. There we go. Why do I care?
That's the thing. I try to not choose anything that they need help with, and that's why sometimes iPads in my mind are like, yeah, but how many times am I going to have to restart this?
Yeah.
Or whatever, figure out how to navigate to this. So it's like, screen time's easy, but not really if you're like having to like in-depthly like, I don't know, explain it to your 3-year-old over and over and over.
Yeah,
and
not to mention, we do have the thing in the back of the headrest or whatever, mm-hmm. like the DVD. We didn't use it for like almost 2 years because she was turned the other way. But now that she's 2, we have her front-facing. And, man, it's a slippery slope.
I bet.
But also, when she's watching Caillou,
everyone's watching Caillou. Yes.
So, that's true, right. too.
So, lacing string, dot to dot, like little connect the dots, coloring books, blank notebooks. Like, just give them a blank notebook and a pencil, and they will draw whatever comes into their brain. Then some out loud games. I wasn't sure if, like, my kids would understand 20 questions, because that's actually a game that Jared and I have always played on road trips because it's super fun. Usually it's like you think of a historical figure or a celebrity of some sort and you try to figure it out.
Okay.
But I've learned, and you do it by asking yes or no questions just in case you've never played. It's actually really fun, and we timed it and we're like, we think each round takes about 15 minutes.
Huh.
It's actually really good time eater, because the whole time you're like racking your brain like, who could it be? It's an actor, but it's also a musician, but he's dead, but wait, how old? And then, like, you're like, oh, 20 minutes went by. That's amazing. But if you want to play it with kids, you can do it using objects.
I have a hard shell.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, that's not.
Or animals, yes. People, person, place, or thing.
Okay, cool.
And it's actually, like, Emerson and Callie can kind of play it now. Nora doesn't really understand it, but so I'm like, oh, we unlocked the 20 questions level. That's fun. And then something... almost any age, I'd say probably 5 and up, 4 and up, mm-hmm. can play, is find ABCs on the billboard. And that's even fun for adults.
Yeah.
So
unless you're driving.
If you're driving?
Can you look at...
billboards?
I guess you can look at billboards and road signs.
Yeah.
I suppose that's important.
You know.
I don't drive. I have a driver.
Okay, so ABCs on a billboard or whatever, street signs, it's super fun because you try to be the first person to guess the next letter. So if it's like, hey, there's an A in the name of that Days Inn that we just passed. Okay, B, oh, wow, I found that one first. Good job, Emerson, you did it. And it's super fun because it's competitive, but it also takes a lot of time. And then for whatever reason, adults, I would play without kids in the car is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the other thing. Let's say it's screen time. You've decided, like, around 4 p.m. we're going to put in a movie, and I don't have a built-in thing, so I'll bring my laptop and I'll just face it toward them and we'll just figure it out. It's like, it's not ideal, but if
still better than what we
it.
Had growing up.
Exactly. Right. So don't think that I've got some pimped out vehicle, because you can make it work with just either a laptop or, like, you can get a portable DVD player at Walmart for about $40 if you're just wanting to go old school, and it's super simple, and you can even, like, usually, like, kind of tuck it into the back seat and the thing will pivot around and kind of it works. So let's say the kids are watching a movie and you can't see the movie, and it's usually like The Little Mermaid or something you've seen a million times. Jared and I have done this for a couple different road trips where we get like an earphone splitter,
uh-huh.
and we each put in an earbud, or as I call them, love buds.
You've mentioned
or as
love
my
buds.
Sister-in-law Logan calls them buddies.
Buddies?
You become buddies.
Aww.
So we will kind of decide, is there something we want to watch or listen to, not watch, that will kind of break this up for us. And so, like, we ended up doing one road trip where we listened to all of Serial.
Oh, yeah.
On the way there. And then talk about, like, making the time go by. Like, we finished it parked in our hotel parking lot because there was 5 minutes left and we didn't want to miss it. So that is, like, a great way to pass the time. Something with a narrative. More than just listening to idle music, which I enjoy music, but nothing like, it doesn't necessarily make time go by.
It doesn't entertain your brain.
Right. And so
yeah.
things that entertain your brain is anything with a narrative. So, like, Audiobooks, obviously, are a good one. If you could get one for the whole family, like, that can get really addicted for everybody. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe's a good one.
Library.
Yeah.
Audiobooks?
Yeah. Musicals at least have a narrative. Usually, like if you're listening to The Greatest Showman and you've seen it before, a lot of times it's, like, it's not just, like, you're listening to songs from anything. It's, like, you're actually kind of picturing the whole movie. And you're like, okay, oh, this is the part where they are apart. Oh, this is the part where they get back together. It's got a narrative to it.
I haven't seen it.
No, any musical. Okay. Pick a musical.
Okay. I was like, don't tell me the plot. I hear it's a good one.
Right. It's first of all, I loved that movie.
I'm not hard to please.
But musicals have a narrative is what I'm telling you. Okay. Like, even within the song, if you've never seen the movie, it engages your brain in a way where you're trying to figure out what happened here. Oh, she sounds sad. What happened? Or whatever. Cool. And then me and my husband's very favorite, stand-up comedians.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, talk about an hour going like this.
Oh, man.
If it's appropriate, the
Who
whole...
Who are your favorites?
Well, this is what's interesting. We put Jim Gaffigan's clean.
Jim Gaffigan and Brian Regan are pretty clean.
Yes. If you play that for the whole family, I could not believe my kids were dying laughing. And maybe they maybe they were just laughing when we were laughing, or is funny because Jim Gaffigan does funny little voices and that's kind of a little more like slapsticky. But like, we couldn't believe it. They were like Emerson was cry laughing. He was laughing so hard. But if it's an inappropriate or an occasional, a well-placed F word, like John Mulaney. He's not like a dirty comedian, but he will cuss on occasion if it makes the joke like stick. Like, he does it perfectly because he's an artist, because he's my favorite. If you don't know John Mulaney is, look him up. He's got 3 Netflix specials, so you heard it here first. He's the best. Jared and I could do that like in our earbuds while the kids are watching a movie, and then we're laughing and they don't have to hear any of the well-placed F words.
Once we were in a car that had Sirius.
Yeah.
XM.
Yeah.
We don't have it. But we had a car that had it, and we listened to the Comedy Channel.
Oh, yes!
And there was a lot of inappropriate things, but I felt like, I'm not paying for it. This is just exists.
Yes.
But it was, like, hilarious. Yes. And then we drove somewhere where we didn't get it anymore, or, like, the car place was like, you didn't pay for this, and they turned it off or whatever. But that was so great. We listened to it forever.
Yes. Yes. Stand-up comedians. Do it.
Yeah.
Or podcasts. Podcasts are great. Something that's multi-part with a narrative is great too. Or there are podcasts that are actually game shows. And those are fun because you are playing along. So either they're like trivia based or they're just silliness. NPR has 2 good ones. One of my favorite is called Ask Me Another.
Ask Me Another.
It's very good.
Okay.
And funny. And even like the way they wrote the questions are funny in themselves. Like, you can tell very witty people created this game show. So that's fun.
Cool.
Okay. And so all that's kind of ways to entertain. But here's another really good use of time and a way you can kind of engage the whole family is that usually you're on your way to a vacation. Mm-hmm. So let's pretend you're on your way and you're going to spend 7 days at the beach, 5 days at the beach, whatever. You can use that time to plan the actual vacation. So I love making like a little itinerary or your vacation bucket list. We know we want to do these 5 whatevers. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of plot it on a calendar and kind of get it going. We know which day is what. You can make your little grocery list or your meal plan for the day. We know we're eating out on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We know we want to try the crab leg buffet on Friday. So that's good. But what are we doing on Tuesday? Do we want to cook inside the condo? Whatever. You can make that. You can make your itinerary. You can ask the kids, what fun snacks do you want? And that way your grocery list is all the way ready. And then when you get there, it's just go time. You don't have to do any of the thinking because you've done it in this idle time. That's the road trip.
I love it. Utilize every piece.
Utilize every piece. Much like the Native Americans used every piece of the buffalo.
Kind
of
like prep dish. Huh. See what we did there? So.
Yep. That's all I got.
That's really insightful.
Thanks.
I feel like a person who hasn't frequented many road trips. I went on road trips when I was young, so now this is making me feel bad for my parents. But yeah, that makes me feel like I can do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
And like one kid, man, it's like a breeze. I can do it in my sleep.
You could do that in your sleep. You could sleep and then wake up and you've driven there.
Yeah, if Jonathan's driving. Maybe no. That's the plan.
No, I think you...
Like I could sleep go drive. To sleep. It's like sleep drive. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. Yeah. Right? That's safe.
Yeah.
sleep drive, and then while I'm sleep driving, I can just, like, have my kid use the porta potty while we're moving.
Done.
And just, like, unbuckle.
Just kind of
another kid.
Throw a boob back there and nurse while you're driving.
Okay, I do. I don't think I was going to talk about this. My mom and I were driving back from my brother's wife's wedding shower in Arkansas, and Opal was, like, 3 months old, and she screamed so hard on the way back. It was, like, so hard, and we could not console her because she wanted to eat, and it makes me sound like a terrible mom. She had just eaten. She was fine, and it was about to drive both of us insane, and then my mom and I were, like, fighting because we were so stressed out, and I climbed back there, and I nursed her while she was in her car seat, like an animal.
You just kind of
dangled.
Throw it in there.
Just kind of, like, hovered over it, and I'm pretty sure I, like, pulled a muscle because it is not natural. She was safe.
Time when one of my babies was screaming. I can't remember which one, to be honest. I think it was Nora. screaming so loud and so long, and I had done all of... I was like, she has changed, fed, and loved. There's nothing else I can do for her. And you know what we did?
What?
We turned up Gangsta's Paradise as loud as we could, and guess what happened?
She fell asleep.
Silent.
She's like, well, if you're gonna join a gang, I'll just go to sleep.
Else fails. Gangsta's Paradise. Okay, so we're gonna take a quick break for our sponsor and come right back with a hilarious game.
Are you scared of commitment?
No. Well, maybe. A little bit.
Don't worry. Grove Collaborative has 100% happiness guarantee. Grove Collaborative isn't your 7th grade boyfriend, Billy.
Hi, Billy.
They're always there and easy to reach. I can honestly say that it's the best customer service I've ever experienced. They make it a priority to create a place where buying products can be simple and it's not a chore to avoid. You can try Grove with confidence, and here's the deal. You can return anything at any time for any reason.
Right. Who even does that?
You can cancel any time. You can delay shipments as long as you'd like. For, like, you know, when you listen to that Dave Ramsey podcast once a year and stop spending money for, like, 4 days.
And they're so easy to reach. You email them, live chat, text.
Oh, I love texting. I'm so passive.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Or call them, maybe.
Oh, no. Not going to do that. And as a listener, when you sign up for Grove Collaborative, you get a free $30 Mrs. Myers gift, a bonus gift, and 2-month VIP membership. Just go to grove.co/sk. That's grove.co/sk. Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy home.
Okay, so now, Katie,
mm-hmm.
I'm jazzed about road trips, but it's time for our segment.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play 20 questions.
Oh, gosh. Ooh. I hope we have 15 minutes.
Well, we're going to play 5 questions. Sorry, I changed
ooh.
It.
Ooh, ooh.
So you're going to get 5 questions. You have to guess who I am.
Oh, okay.
And I'll answer yes or no.
Can you do it in character?
Yeah.
Sure. I think that would help me out.
Okay.
I need help since I only get 5.
Okay, go.
Oh, are you a man?
Did you have to ask?
I mean, no.
Yes.
Yes. Wow, so confusing.
I'm confused.
Are you alive?
No, I don't think.
Oh my gosh, first of all, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
And what am I? 3?
Yeah.
Okay, you're dead, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Were you relevant to this episode in some way, shape, or form?
Always. I'm always relevant in your life, Katie.
But have I mentioned anything regarding this person in this episode?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, what dead guys have I talked about?
Peanuts.
Well, it's probably not the world's largest prairie dog.
Maybe.
No. My voice would be like this if it was. Oh, gosh. Who else could I have mentioned? What do I have? 2 left?
Yeah. Was that one?
No,
just kidding.
No! Let's see.
Do you want me to
probably not the man who created Cadillac Ranch, probably.
No.
Jukebox Roulette. Ooh. Are you involved in music in some way, like a jukebox?
Maybe. No. Yes? I'm gonna level with you. I don't know.
Alright, give me 1 clue.
I like circuses.
Oh my god.
You would have got there.
Are you the greatest showman?
Yes.
Are you P.T. Barnum?
I'm not sure, but if that's his name, yes.
Oh, man, I've heard you're actually just not a good person.
Well, I'm dead.
But that you were good.
Don't talk ill of the dead.
I'm not even 100% sure he's dead.
I'm not either. I'm not 100% sure. I think sure he's dead. I'm not 100% sure. PT, if you're listening.
I will give you $500 if you know what P and T stand for right now.
Pete. P. T. It's Petey. Like P-E-A-T-Y. Petey Barnum. Mm-hmm. P-T.
No, that's not what it says.
Okay, I don't know.
Phineas Taylor Barnum.
I knew that.
Wait, do I get $500? I don't feel like that.
Make sure you guys stick around for the next episode where we are going to be chatting with Laura Gummerman. She's a writer for Beautiful Mess and also the blog The Bandwife. We're going to be chatting about self-confidence and all things moms and creative business owners, so you don't want to miss it.
Shaylee and Katie's Lemonade Stand was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We love hearing from you guys on Instagram, email, especially our favorite place of all, iTunes reviews.
Guys, we love reviews and they help other people hear about the podcast, and we actually read every single one.
We read them and we squeal and we screenshot them.
Then maybe we text about them to each
other. It's weird, but anyway, we appreciate you guys and thank you so much for sharing the podcast on social media.
If you want to reach out, you can contact us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com or find us at shayleeandkatie.com.
We could not do this without you. And we love you.
We love you. We're in love with you.
Too soon?